Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
There's a swing and a looper to right. That gets down for a hit. It's going to score two. Wynn is on his way to second. Here's the throw by Cave offline. It's a two RBI double. The Cardinals lead by four.
John Rooney with the call last night on KMOX as the Cardinals beat the Rockies 7-3. The manager of the Cardinals is in Denver, and that is Oliver Marmol. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing well. How about that hit? How about that game for Mason Wynn? Four RBIs for the shortstop. He just keeps on moving, doesn't he?
He really does, man. What a good year for him for a lot of reasons. He continues to post. He's out there every day. And what he's done defensively has been impressive. Offensively, it's been really good. But he's a fun player to watch, man.
He is. I like the way he carries himself professionally as well. He's just a wise young man. But also, you know, he's learning how to manage his body through, what is it now, 143 games that he's played, 144 maybe at shortstop? That's a lot.
It is a lot. And he wants to be out there every day. There's days where, man, he's playing through some ache and pains. But he wants to be known as a guy that can go out there and post every day and play over 150 games a year. So he continues to do it. Yesterday was fun to watch him, man. Two-run homer was awesome, but then getting that base hit to right field for two more runs, drove in four, just a solid game.
In fact, that eighth inning, Walker, Scott, and Wynn all deliver with RBIs to turn that game from a 3-3 ball game to 7-3. A little glimpse of your future there. I see a right fielder, I see a shortstop, and maybe even a center fielder. It should be interesting in 2025 to see who takes that job.
Yeah. All three of those young guys did a really nice job. I mean, we talked about it before the game. Obviously, we're not playing for playoffs right now, but you still want those guys coming up in meaningful spots in where the game's on the line and just seeing how they respond to it, man, because the more comfortable they get in those type of situations, the better off they're going to be down the road. And we talk about it before the game, and then there you are. You have all three of them having to contribute in order for us to get that win.
I hear you on that. You need to be able to see the negatives too, don't you? Throughout a player's young part of his career, you got to be able to see what they can do well and what they can't do well so that you can adjust or that he can adjust.
That's exactly right. And you're looking closely at that. Cause then the quicker you can make adjustments and talk through certain approaches, cause man, there's going to be games where it just doesn't look right, but you get to sit down with them and talk through their approach. What were they thinking? What were they trying to do based on the scoreboard there and the situation of the game? And the more opportunities you get to do that, the better off they're going to be, and you expedite that development process.
How did Michael McGreevy look yesterday? Five innings.
I loved watching him. I mean, the poise. My favorite part of that outing was the ground ball to third that led to a run. And you look at his reaction, he just smiled. And That tells you a lot. One, that he's not sped up, that the game's not, the stage isn't too big for him, but that he knows what he's in control of. There's times where you make your pitch and it doesn't go your way, and that was one of them. He did exactly what he wanted to do. The guy taps one to third for a run, and he just moves on to the next guy, man. He stayed present, and that's really impressive to watch from a young kid. It really is.
You do have a lot of people to watch right now, and I know that that's a big part of your job right now is to be able to manage this thing to the end. I mean, we all know the situation, as you mentioned, that you're just in, but to keep the attitude up and to think about a big picture, a long-term play here.
We have to. That's the situation we're in at the moment, and you have to make sure you keep that in mind. Right now, we're playing for the future, and these young guys, the opportunities they're getting are important. And that's why they're going to continue to play hard, man, because they're trying to show that they belong here, that they can survive up here and contribute to winning. So when you look at Herrera and Páez and Ciani, Sajacy, Mason, Walker, Scott, Baker, man, you go all the way around. They want to show what they're capable of doing up here, regardless of record, regardless of score. So that's going to be what we're looking for.
It was tough for me to walk out of Busch Stadium Sunday. You know, I mean, you always want the thing to continue on. Is it hard for you? Was that emotional for you Sunday?
I'm glad it ended the way it did there, as far as that homestand against Pitt, being able to take three or four, and then Cleveland, the tough group, man. They won a lot of games this year. They're really well built. and to take two from them and end that way at home was important to me. It was important to our staff and our players to be able to end on a good note at home and then finish off the season on the road. So I'm glad we were able to do that.
Well, you do keep that attitude up and a positive attitude. And I do want to take this final minute to thank you. I know we're going to do this one more time on Sunday, but these Wednesdays are big for us, Ollie. I mean, I know sometimes I'll hit you with the direct questions. We kind of break this game down, and it's not always the most enjoyable thing. But we enjoy the relationship, and you've been very open with us. You've been very honest with us. And very informative, not to mention available in some difficult times after late games. So we appreciate you.
No, man, I appreciate you mentioning that. But at the end of the day, this is one way for us to communicate with the fans. And my job, or at least the way I look at it, is to be as honest as I can possibly be and transparent as to where we are and where we're headed. And allow everybody to form their opinion. Some days they're going to like it. Some days they're not. But the one thing I can assure you is honesty.
You got another one tonight at 7:40. Eric Fetty is going to make that start against former Cardinal Austin Gomber. So we'll look forward to seeing that matchup. The Cardinals are 80-77, three games over 500 heading into tonight's matchup. Thanks as always, Ollie. Have a great day out in Denver. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate you, man.
Oliver Marmol, Cardinals manager, with us.